Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The hour, if you're up and out and about on your good day, here with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen out of the studio right now, so we're going to bring you up to speed on what's going on. And I know that there's a bunch of college football players who are very happy today. Which ones are they?
Oh, well, you know, the very first ever, the inaugural college football playoff took place yesterday, Richie, and Oregon got defeated 42-20. Yeah. So congratulations to Ohio State and the Buckeyes. They beat the Ducks. Yeah, 42-20 is this thing. You know, and I told Kenny earlier, I read a story about the Ducks and their coach, and apparently he believes in a very quiet style of coaching. He doesn't believe in yelling. He's kind of like a book smarty kind of guy, and so he will never raise his voice at his team. Maybe he should have.
Yeah, it looks like they needed a little bit more last night.
A little extra push. Yeah. That leads us to our poll question yesterday at DougSteffen.com. Four teams left. Who are you? Who's your pick to go all the way and win the Super Bowl?
Well, who won?
My team, and I think your team too, Green Bay Packers, had 42% of the vote yesterday. Indianapolis Colts had only 8%. They were the losers in between the pack. The Patriots had 27% of the vote, and the Seattle Seahawks had 23% of the vote.
Would you say the Packers are now America's team?
Only because I don't think America likes Seattle very much, and I think the Patriots, at least the way I feel, is that the Patriots have done it already. It's their winning franchise.
Been there, done that, right.
So, you know, and the Colts, I don't think, have a chance in H-E double hockey stick. So I guess Green Bay is probably the one that most people think have a chance.
Look who tops the USA Today poll as to who is America's team.
Is it? It's not the Cowboys anymore.
Nope, they're number four.
I'm going to say it's the Broncos.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's because of Peyton Manning. Everybody loves Peyton.
Well, it's really because of John Elway.
Yeah,
John Elway kind of made the Broncos America's team.
Yeah. You hear he had a nice little meeting with John Fox yesterday, the coach of the Broncos, and the two of them decided to part ways. They said it was a mutual decision, which you know it never is. I'm sorry. Think about a breakup in your own life. It's never really mutual.
Yeah.
Somebody always goes, hey, I think we should break up. And the other person's like, yeah, me too. Definitely. I was thinking the same thing.
Wow, well, look at here. Then you got Green Bay. Then you got Dallas. Then you got Seattle. The Ravens? No, stop.
I think so. There are a lot of Ravens fans.
I'm from Maryland, and I don't even like the Ravens.
Here's how I can judge. I like the Ravens. Here's how I can judge.
They have a murderer on their team. He was the centerpiece of their team.
You go for Seattle.
Years.
They're like thuggery.
Wow.
In L.A., we don't have a football team, so it's kind of like NFL is the minor league sport in town. But you can tell which teams have presence here by the number of sports bars dedicated to teams outside of California, obviously. And so you have a lot of Ravens bars around here, which is weird. That and the Steelers. We have a lot of Steeler bars as well. Are they on the list?
Steelers. No, you got the Miami Dolphins. What about? Oh, no, the Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins?
No, but Redskins are still in there. It's the top 10 and the Patriots.
Huh.
I don't get that. Right. Where are the Redskins?
I definitely think
Redskins
the Broncos
suck.
Have
They're my
it.
Team and they suck. You know, in L.A., you may have a team soon.
I know. Well, actually, this Stan Kroenke, who's the owner of the St. Louis Rams, he just purchased he agreed to move forward on a project to build a stadium in Southern California. There are actually three projects on the table. Two of them were being put forth by members of the AEG team, or at least former members. Ed Kroenke had something planned for City of Industry, which sort of fell through the cracks. And then you had AEG wanting to do one downtown, which would, in my opinion, be a nice nightmare, because already in downtown LA, you have the Dodger Stadium, you have the Staples Center, you have the Convention Center. I think if you threw in an NFL stadium, it would be gridlock.
That's what they do in Baltimore. In Baltimore, Camden Yards is right next to the Ravens Stadium.
It's
tough.
MSG
Bank Stadium. But in Baltimore, it's right off of 95. So,
right.
I mean, within a block, you're on the major
thoroughfare. You have major arteries. See, with downtown, you have one freeway that kind of goes through. Now, the one that's going to go forward that Stan Kroenke's behind is actually the best location, I think. It's where Hollywood Park is, which is in Inglewood. Not the greatest area, but it could really use some revitalizing. So this will be great, I think, for that part of the town.
And if you're a Rams fan,
yeah,
you've got to be thinking, oh, no.
We're going
the
back.
Owner of my team is about to build a stadium, an NFL stadium in LA for no team that has been picked so far.
Well, here's what's genius about the Rams.
Wah.
And I guess here we go into our sports talk show. But what was genius about the Rams when they left Anaheim is they had a lease with the city of St. Louis for 30 years. But what was genius is they built in a 15-year clause, which they're at the 15-year mark after the 2015 season. And it said if their stadium is not in the upper echelon of NFL stadiums, they have the right to leave. And so Kroenke is not really returning calls from the city about getting upgrades to the stadium, because it would take so much work, they'd have to build a brand new place. I think he's going to probably bring the team back to LA, and I'd like to see the Rams. I think that'd be great. But they're also, to get the NFL to pass it, making it so that two teams can come. So it's very possible that LA will go from having zero teams to two teams, and it looks like it could be, sorry Kenny to tell you, the San Diego Chargers or the Raiders.
LA is such a transient area. This is what we get in D.C. You go to any Nationals game, the baseball game, and half of the fans are for the other team. So,
I don't think so. In L.A., you get a lot of Dodger blue.
We get a lot of Cubs fans here. We get a lot of Giants fans here. We get a lot of Mets fans here. And that's the problem with L.A., too, is this very transient area. So you don't have enough loyalty for one home team.
I think I actually don't like to disagree with you, Rich, but I do in this case, because I think the people of L.A. are so starved to have a football team. I mean, how ridiculous to have a major sport in a major and not have it in a major city like Los Angeles.
They've never been able to support a football team.
I think that it'll change. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Never.
Now.
Never have been able to.
We'll see. We'll see. Give it time. We've got to give it a chance. I think we're ready. We're mature enough to handle a football team now, Rich. We're mature. All right. Charlie Hebdo back in the news. If the attackers of that magazine, the terrorists that attacked them last week, thought that they could eliminate it, they're about to be proven wrong, not just once, but a million times over, Rich. Editors of the Paris-based satirical magazine released the cover of their next issue last night, and it shows a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad holding up a sign with the now famous slogan, Je suis Charlie. This issue of Charlie Hebdo
cool.
is scheduled to be shipped to newsstands today, put on sale tomorrow. And, under Sharia law, any depiction of Muhammad is deeply offensive. There's been speculation that that's what motivated the attacks last week. Circulation for this edition, it's going to be huge. 3 million copies will be printed. A normal run is 60,000 copies. I predict those 3 million copies will be gone probably by the end of the day today, wouldn't you think?
I will buy a car.
I want one.
Yeah.
When you know that 1.3, it's estimated that there were between 1.3 and 3 million people that stood at that march in Paris over the weekend. If there are that many people willing to come out and stand in a rally, and then we had rallies throughout the country here as well, those copies will go fast.
What a great thing that after you're attacked and they kill 12 people at your business, that you still give a big up yours
to these people. Going.
Good for them.
I mean, what else can you do? I mean, you can either shrink away or you can stand. And, gosh, it makes you proud to know that people are going to protect the freedom of the press. They're going to protect their right, freedom of speech, and go for it. Good for them.
Good for them. Good for them. I dig that. All right. It's 16 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license. All 50 states and all number 2.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
18 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jennifer, and Ken with you. And it looks like another piece of the Air Asia puzzle has been found, Jennifer.
Yeah, divers recovered the cockpit voice recorder from that wreckage that was just submerged deep into the ocean. This is from Air Asia flight QZ8501. They found that today. It's another step forward in the investigation, which went down in the Java Sea last month with the plane that went down. 162 people died during that crash. Yesterday, you'll remember, searchers got the other black box. So there were two. They got them both. And this is going to help them piece together what really happened. Was it the weather? Was it an air traffic mistake? What exactly happened? It's got the airspeed, the cabin pressure, everything that you need to know about that aircraft's performance. So it'll help figure out the last few minutes of that flight. And that's probably good for the passengers, family, I would imagine. It kind of helps you get closure, I think.
It's funny. Yesterday I was looking around when we were talking about this a little bit when they found the other box, and I found this website called planecrashinfo.com.
Ooh.
And it talks about commercial airline crashes. So no helicopters, no personal airplanes, nothing that carries under 18 people. And it looks like in the 50s there were 58 plane crashes, in the 60s there were 63, 44 in the 70s, 57 in the 80s, 55 in the 90s, and 57 in the 2000s. So, I mean, you're right around that 50 mark every decade. And with weather, they split it into pilot error and weather, and there were a total of 16 throughout all those decades. And weather, just in general, 16, where the pilot had no problems. It just, the weather took the thing out.
Right.
So basically about 28 crashes due to weather. That's amazing to me, that there's only been 28 crashes due to weather in 50 years of commercial flight.
Yeah, think how many car crashes there are due to weather.
Right. Right. So it just goes to prove, I mean, it really is a safe way to... But then the other thing is, why didn't they give them... get them out of that storm?
And that's the other thing. Yeah, with the weather, they should know to get around it.
Well, I hope they find some information. It's 21 past on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Ken, Rich, and Jennifer with you. And, top songs of 1985. A little girl power here, Jennifer.
I like it.
Kind of like the first real rocker girl.
Oh, yeah. Rocker chick.
I mean, you know, yeah. You had your 60s, you had your Diana Ross, and your 70s, you know, you had your... But, I mean, she was the first one to kind of like really respect as just a rocker.
Yeah.
She dressed the part.
She stand up next to any rocker.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. You know, and she dated John Cougar, and they did I Need a Lover together, and that was like a marathon rock song. And she dressed the part with with leather wristbands, and she just looked cool. She played guitar. I mean, she looked cool. So for me, that she was kind of like the first.
And she was a classically trained opera singer.
Really?
Wow.
Before all of this, yeah.
She has a beautifully clear voice, though,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think
powerful.
Makes a difference when you're singing rock.
So, let's go.
Think about how many people you can't understand. You can understand every word.
Oh, yeah.
Word.
No, I mean, look at Bruce Springsteen. I mean, you can barely understand. You know, Bob Dylan. You know, because she enunciates.
Yes.
Doug would like her because she probably speaks proper English, too.
She does.
All right, so
she's smart.
Here is a super band of sorts, but they kind of went into the way back machine. It's the Honey Drippers with Sea of Love.
Perfect name for this band.
So, I'm remembering, see if I can remember. This is Robert Plant singing and Brian Setzer on guitar. Ken, who else filled this band out? I can't remember the rest.
You know, I can't remember. And they appeared on Saturday Night Live, and it was a completely different lineup except for
Brian Setzer. Oh,
yeah.
Really? Setzer wasn't on with him.
Setzer was. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's absolutely one of my favorite guitarists of all time, so anything he did. And it was always the throwback, and that's why Robert Plant went and got him for this, because he knew he was the guy. All right, this is bang, right down the middle, right in between the eyeballs, 1985. Duran Duran, Bob Boys. All right, so Ken and I will tell you, Jennifer, in the 1980s, we were not allowed to say we liked Duran Duran.
Because it's a girl band?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Total chick group, because they're all good looking.
To me, this sounds so boyish.
Yeah, but now you can go, oh, yeah, Duran Duran was cool. They were fun. But it was just one of those bands you could. Here's another band that we could not admit to liking. Jack Wagner. Matter of fact, your best friend would pummel you in the middle of the street if you said you even liked this song.
Wait, okay, I'm going to ask a really dumb question. Like Jack Wagner, the soap star?
The soap opera star.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's him?
Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
How did I not know this? What was this, Voyager? Voyager? No, what was it?
No, this is just him, Jack Wagner.
Just him?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Boy, what
now, he was a one-hit wonder, wasn't he, Ken? Or did he have another song?
I think this is it. And then he went to Melrose Place.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. I loved Melrose Place. So he and Jesse's Girl were kind of the one-hit wonder.
Well,
stars,
no, Jesse's,
huh?
No. Rick Springfield has several hits.
Yeah,
he had 4 or 5 hits, right. All right, and the 80s wouldn't be complete, and 1985 wouldn't be complete without Madonna.
Hi, Madonna. Hold on, let me put on my fingerless gloves. Love it.
Now, guys could admit that she was hot, because she was. She was so cute.
Was she hot?
No, she was cute. She was cool and cute. I dug her. Very fun. Heard her in the clubs all the time. So there's your top five from this week in 1985 on Doug Steffens' Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount like before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. I am Rich McFadden. She is Jennifer Horn, and that guy over there in the corner is Ken Kessler, keeping everything straight for us.
Wait, where's Dougie?
Wherever. I don't know. Dougie's out in California running around in the dark right now, but he may join us here a little bit later.
I think he's faking a problem, because, you know, in California, when we do this show, Ken and I do this show every day, it's early here, you know? For you East Coasters, it's like functional deal with it time.
How can you be busy?
Yeah, what do you have going on, really? 3 a.m.? Come on, buddy.
So I'm totally intrigued by the story of this former Miami Dolphins player, Rob Conrad.
This is crazy. First of all, he reminds me of Robert Conrad, but spelled differently. So it's Rob Conrad with the K. He used to play for the Dolphins, and he's speaking out for the first time. Yesterday he came out, and he was almost crying as he talked about how he swam 9 miles to shore. He fell off of his boat last week. He was out there by himself, which is not the smartest thing that you can do. He said he alternated between the breaststroke and the backstroke. He said as he was going, he had jellyfish stinging him. He was circled by a shark. Man, that's okay. The jellyfish stings, That's got to hurt. But when you start getting circled by a shark, man.
And you think you're about to be
I'd
lunch.
Have to check my trunks if you're catching my drift.
Well, I'm pretty sure his trunks were what were probably attracting the shark.
Ugh, it took him 16 hours to swim those 9 miles to make the trip off the South Florida coastline. And he was trying to reel in a fish. This is what happened. He was out there by himself. Again, we say not so smart, trying to reel in a fish. Huge wave came, smashed into his boat. He realized quickly, he said, that he was in a bad situation. When he came ashore, a security guard helped him, called police. He was taken to the hospital. He was treated lucky. I mean, this guy really lucky. He was just treated for hypothermia and dehydration. So he also had some breakdown of muscle tissue. But all in all, lucky, lucky guy.
Said when he walked up on stage, he needed help because his legs were kind of wobbly. He swam up the shore on Palm Beach and walked up to somebody's doorbell and rang the doorbell at 4:30 in the morning looking for help.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine? I had a friend of mine who, and this guy's crazy. Back in high school, I mean, he always had a cool car and racing. It's just, the guy was nuts. We never figured he'd make it to 30. But here he is at, upper 40s now, two kids in college and, you know, this, that. And he has always had a good fast boat. And about, I don't know, 10 years ago now, he's out on his boat on the Chesapeake Bay by himself. And we used to go out, and you get a good 2-3 foot chop in the boat. You're doing 75, 78 miles an hour, and you're hitting it, and the whole boat's coming out of the water. And you're doing kind of your offshore racing thing, cigarette-style boats. And he gets launched out of his boat.
Whoa.
By himself.
What happened?
The boat is doing 75 miles an hour with no driver in the Chesapeake Bay.
It goes
about 4 miles, and thank God, beaches itself on just some desolate part of the eastern shore and explodes. Just like out of a movie. So he was luckily racing somebody else who saw him.
You had some stoners around there going, oh, cool, dude.
Right. And he got
picked
up.
Drinking a beer.
But he had no idea where the boat went.
Oh,
so they call the Coast Guard.
He was okay and of a sound mind to ask about the boat.
I mean, when you get thrown out of a boat at 75 miles an hour, it's like hitting concrete. But he was fine, got picked up by the guy he was racing, and they call the Coast Guard. They find his boat like 2 hours later, and I have pictures of his boat on my Facebook page. The thing's just torched. But so lucky. And unbelievably, he is able to get another boat in short. He's got a new boat again. Twin 454s, and it's crazy.
He's not going 70 miles an hour launching himself out into the atmosphere, though, is he?
He is.
Ugh.
Absolutely.
How do people like that never learn? I guess you just get
got
addicted
60,
to the
he's got a 63 Corvette convertible that he drives, and this thing is bad. He's got a 4x4 that he takes. You know, he's got all the toys, and he lives life on the edge and has a lot of fun. But, you know, if you had to swim 9 miles between sharks and jellyfish, that might change your tune a little bit. So
yeah,
you got lucky.
No kidding. Ooh, no. Yuck.
I can't even imagine.
Well, people that do imagine some things. Remember way back when gas was like $4 a gallon, you know, back in the olden days last year?
Yeah.
Well, Republicans had this cry, right? They were saying, drill, baby, drill.
Right.
Remember their rallies going all over the place? They said that domestic drilling would increase supplies, it would reduce dependence on foreign oil, and it would boost the U.S. economy. Democrats, however, would, like, make fun of that. They made fun of the drill, baby, drill. In 2012, President Obama even called it a slogan, a gimmick, a bumper sticker, not a strategy.
Right.
Right? And they were waving their three-point plans for $2 a gallon gas, and Obama was laughing about that during an energy speech in Washington. He said, you remember that? Drill, baby, drill? We were going through all that, and none of it was really going to do anything to solve the problem. Well, drill, baby, drill won't lower gas prices today or tomorrow. This is according to Janice Hahn in California. She said that in 2012 in Congress. But it will fuel our addiction to fossil fuel. Well, now, today, flash forward a couple of years.
Right.
Democrats singing a different tune because domestic drilling has now led to record supply of domestic crude, put $100 billion into the pockets of U.S. consumers, and sent world oil prices tumbling. You know, already you see the Keystone Pipeline is favored by Democrats and Republicans, very much bipartisan favor for Keystone to bring even more ability to drill, baby, drill here in the States.
Yeah, you know, who really knows what's going on here to bring these gas prices down. But you know that domestic drilling has got to help. It's also, I think, just what I believe, in part, that the Saudis are trying to stick it to the Iranians and therefore the Venezuelans.
Right, it's the perfect storm right now, which we're enjoying.
Right, so Saudi's trying to kind of climb up on top of the King of the Hill game there. But, you know, with what's going on in North Dakota and with what's going on in the Gulf and what's going on off on the Eastern Shore, like in Virginia here, they're doing it offshore, it can do nothing but help.
Mm-hmm. And then, and it gets us off of having to buy it other places. That's right. The thing. I mean, that should be the goal.
This whole philosophy of it won't lower prices right now, I can't stand that. Okay? Does that mean you don't do it?
Right.
No. It means that in 5 or 10 or 15 years, it will help. And until then, we'll drill as much as we can, and we have one of the largest natural gas reserves of anywhere in the world. We are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. So while we ramp up to be able to use that and replace the oil that you hate so much, let's go get it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think everybody agrees, no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, that there needs to be an alternative source for energy, obviously.
Sure.
But in the meantime, like you said, what are we going to do in the meantime? The reality is that today we need that gas. We need that oil.
Listen, so I cannot wait
let's
until
get
I'm
it from
Marty
somewhere
McFly,
close to home.
And I can walk out to my DeLorean and throw my trash into the trunk
your
of my
gas
DeLorean. I'm flying down the street. But until then, let's go get the gas.
You know who has gas?
You.
Dr. Jack.
All right, he knows how to
just
fix gas.
Just kidding, Dr. Jack. I'm just
He knows
kidding.
How to fix gas. All right, so I...
He can fix gas. That's better.
I
want right
to ask Dr. Jack. I've had a revelation here.
You have gas?
No. That's Doug.
It's natural gas, though.
I've had a revelation here about vitamins and how I should be getting my vitamins. Ooh. And I want to ask Dr. Jack, because I'm tired of reading the back of my vitamin bottles and everything.
Yeah,
and the chemical.
A lot of synthetic stuff.
Right,
yeah,
it's all synthetic. So I've had this revelation, and I want to ask him if he thinks it'll work. So we're going to ask him about that. It's 41 past the hour. Stick around. He'll be right with us.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. We have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing. Refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty busted mask. We're soft.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards.
for shopping. Happy me year?
It's happy you year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with the Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/youyear for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
45 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer, Rich, and Ken, joined by Dr. Jack Stockwell, our resident naturopath doctor, who's a NUCA chiropractor, focuses on just your neck when you go to the chiropractor. My chiropractor does everything from the neck all the way down, but Jack just looks right at that where the melon sits on top of your shoulders there. And Jack, having fought and beat Hodgkin's lymphoma last year, I look for things that I can do to be healthier and what I can do to maybe fight the possibility that may come back. And one of the things I've seen online is this guy named Chris Wark. And he had stage 3 colon cancer in 2003 at 26 years old. And he had surgery but refused chemo. And instead what he did is he used natural therapies and this cancer-fighting salad to help fight it off. And I've decided that I'm going to eat this cancer-fighting salad every day, as even if it's just a side salad, a small side salad. So it's got broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, onions, leeks, artichokes, red and green peppers, mushrooms, avocado, squash, zucchini, sunflower seeds, almonds, garbanzo beans, mung beans, and green lentils, sprouted green lentils. And then you put some sauerkraut on it and some oil and vinegar, and boom. And it's really good, and I can do it every day as a side salad. I don't know if I could do it every day as a meal like he did. But what I started thinking was, in looking at my vitamins that I take every day, which are mostly synthetic China-made chemicals, ascorbic acid for vitamin C and so on, how much vitamin or supplements can I get out of eating these raw vegetables every single day in a side salad type portion?
Well, if they're coming from an organic source, kind of vegetables you're talking about are the vegetables that stimulate liver detoxification. And usually when we are suffering from cancer, it's not so much the cancer that does us in as the tremendous amount of blockage and debris load that the liver and the kidneys have to deal with. And it's usually liver failure or kidney failure that gets us in the end when we're suffering from cancer. And so the stuff you're eating there in that salad, which is a part of the picture, not the whole picture, of course,
right,
but the part of the picture that it is, causes what's known as phase 1, phase 2 of liver detoxification. The liver throws itself on a grenade every day for us. And the things that we eat, the things that we drink, almost all of what we drink, but almost everything of what we eat, will go through something called the portal system. It's the blood supply that absorbs the nutrients from the gut, goes to the liver before it hits the major blood supply. So the liver has to filter everything that we're eating and drinking. And so the liver has different processes: methylation, sulfurization, glucuronidation. These are different chemical processes by which the liver will take these poisons and convert them into a fat-based poison or a water-based poison, so the body can get it out through the gut or get it out through the lungs by coughing or get it out through the kidney through urination. And the liver must have these nutrients in order for it to clean itself out. Just think of an oil filter in a car that you never have to change because it's constantly cleaning itself.
Wow.
That's what those foods that are in that salad, most of them anyway, will stimulate the liver to do. Now, that's the detoxification part. You
right.
need the nutrition part. And when there are people who eat nothing but salads, there's research out there that shows that skeletal meat of a clean animal will have as much as 100 times the nutrition that's in a salad. But the organ meat, the thymus, the thyroid,
right.
the kidneys, the liver, the heart, has as much as 1,000 times
yeah.
more nutrition than what's sitting in
yeah,
the salad.
Yeah, let me be clear about this. I'm not becoming a vegetarian.
Yeah,
I'm still eating my meat.
But it's good to supplement those vegetables. And before
yeah.
we move on from that, Rich, you mentioned on top of that salad is sauerkraut. Dr. Jack, I've heard a ton about fermented foods this year. Is that like the latest, you know, hippie trend, or is that
It's coming back, Jen. It has always been there. People have always known that when they eat fermented foods, they're getting the bacteria that the gut craves.
Mm-hmm.
And the healthier the gut, the healthier the body.
And you can also use kimchi.
Any kind of fermented vegetable.
There's no sugar in that sauerkraut. It's sauerkraut, salt, and vinegar.
And the sugar feeds the cancer. Remember, sugar is the number one food of cancer.
Okay. All right, there he is, Dr. Jack. Go get your salads, everybody, and I'll meet you back here a little bit healthier tomorrow. 51 past on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Another one of the thousands of Kevin Bacon movies, Footloose, this week in 1984. Kenny Loggins released this song, and did it hit number one, Ken? I gotta think it did.
Yes, it did.
Wow. Okay. So, Kenny Loggins, and what else did he do? Kenny Loggins had what, maybe a handful of hits?
And two or three. I'm All Right from Caddyshack.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The
that song from Top Gun, too.
That's right. So three of his maybe four or five top ten hits were related to movies. It's good to be a movie guy. All right, it's 53 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here to take us through movie moments. And we've brought back our contest for this month because we're giving you an opportunity to qualify for our giveaway for a Beaches Resort vacation. This is an all-inclusive resort. You have your choice whether you want to go to Turks and Caicos or one of their two resorts in Jamaica. All you have to do is call in and let us know what movie these clips come from, and you will be qualified. We will pick a winner on February 6th, and if you are lucky enough to win, you will get the all-inclusive resort stay. You will have to pay for your airfare, but we will take care of the rest. And when you get to the all-inclusive thing, the food, the drinks, the whole thing, well, here, why am I talking about it? Let's let him tell you about it.
According to the calendar, winter's only a few weeks old. Had enough? The Good Day Show and Beaches Resorts want to send you on an island getaway. 4 days, three nights in Turks and Caicos, Negril, Jamaica, or Ocho's Rios, Jamaica. It's all inclusive. It's what you need. It's what you want. You take care of the airfare. Beaches Resorts does the rest. Beaches Resorts, the luxury included vacation for everyone. Visit online at beaches.com. Details and full rules at DougStephan.com.
So if you go to the trending section at DougStephan.com, you can see all the information. But right now, get your phone in your hand. And you will need to dial 888-302-3684 if you know what movie this comes from. Oops, how about this?
You know, they really shouldn't tell you if they're just going to let Komodo dragons run loose around the hotel.
Really?
I have no clue.
I don't either. That's a stumper.
888-302-3684 if you know what movie this comes from. Let's play the second cut. Now, I'm sure Chuck will probably know it after this one.
I destroyed all your little throw pillows. Yeah, because throw pillows suck, okay? They serve no purpose. They're purely decorative.
Chuck, you got it?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay.
Not familiar. Not sure of the clip, though.
Here's clip number three.
Well, you know, up until now, you haven't exactly been the portrait of honesty. So just come clean, okay? Just tell me who you are.
I hate spicy food.
I knew it.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I have a mild case of IBS and
what is that?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
What?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, God. Oh. That's terrible.
Beautiful.
Got it.
All right, so 888-302-3684 for your chance to qualify for the Beaches Resort stay. And Chucker has movie news for us. Chuck, what's going on, buddy?
I want to talk about Taken 3. I went to see it on Saturday night. It had a $40 million opening weekend. Good news for Liam Neeson, who got a $20 million paycheck. But for the movie itself, this is a sad excuse for a sequel. Stupid storyline, awful script, awful direction, pathetic editing.
Really?
And a scary scene of 62-year-old Liam Neeson running around an alley, jumping over fences like he's 24 years old. I thought it was ridiculous.
Were you shocked? Because I thought Taken 2 was kind of stupid, and I love the franchise. Like, I love Liam Neeson as an action star. I love the Taken first one, but Taken 2 started to get kind of dumb. I can't imagine what they could do with this one.
Well, Taken 3 makes Taken 2 look like Taken.
Wow.
I think they need to have one more called Took.
This is one of the most incompetent, badly made studio films I've seen in a long time.
Wow, you really hate this movie, don't you?
It's insulting to the viewer. And, you know, I told two friends who I went with, when I was younger, there was two movies that I saw in a theater where the box office had a sign that said no refunds. It was Jaws 3 and then Jaws of Revenge. And I think theater owners should put a sign outside that says no refunds, just to warn viewers. But I did see two movies that I liked. I went to see Tim Burton's Big Eyes. It doesn't feel like a Tim Burton movie. That's why I liked it. Christoph Waltz and Amy Adams, very good. I give it a 7 out of 10, and then I went to see Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch. This is a really good film. I give it an 8.5 out of 10. Keira Knightley, also really
right.
good. So,
so you got something good out of it. Good.
Three, but see Big Eyes in Imitation Game.
All right, let's see if we can figure out Daniel is in Monroe, Louisiana. Daniel, what's the name of that movie we played?
Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly, that's right. With
very good.
What's your
Ed
face?
Stiller.
Yes. So you qualify for the thing. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Stephan, good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.